brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. With onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more, XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at AirVenture booth 3037-3039 or visit xmwxweather.com. And by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting from AirVenture 2012, and I'm talking with Randall Fishman. He's over here in the ultralight world with the new version of the electric flyer, and he's going to tell us all about this interesting little aircraft. So, Randall, why don't you tell us, just describe for us what this is and how it works.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for coming over. It's an electric motor glider. Ultralight specification, so we are allowed to sell it as a fully built, ready to fly airplane. It weighs 245 pounds. It's built of carbon fiber and a little bit of Kevlar over foam with the epoxy, and some very good guys are building it, and they can build it very light so it can meet the ultralight spec.
Okay, now you just flew it for the first time a week or so ago. Can you tell me a little about the performance?
Our test pilot Joe flew it on Friday in between the rain just before we came out here. He said it handles very nicely, very easy to fly. It took off in 150 feet on the runway. It was a runway, and we did have a little headwind, so I'm thinking 200, 250, very short takeoff. He said there was a lot of power for, it's only 20 horsepower, but because it's so light and so efficient that it was a lot of power, it climbed quickly. He only flew it for about 15 minutes, but he loved it. And then we put it in the trailer, and I drove to Oshkosh, the standard Oshkosh story.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about how this electric motor system works?
We build a motor. It's 20 horsepower, electronically controlled. The throttle is a little thumb throttle right on the stick. It comes with a 53-inch carbon propeller, and if you want, it's very soarable, very glider-like. If you want it mostly for soaring, you can get it with a folding prop, which makes very aerodynamic, has about 25-to-1 glide angle, and 220 feet per minute sink rate. Very soarable machine. You can power continuously with the batteries that you can get in it for 2 hours and 15 minutes. It comes in the ready, without any additional costs, with a 1 hour runtime. Most of the guys who have been looking at it who are glider pilots want it to be that size battery pack and a folding propeller. And because of the ultralight specification, we can sell it fully built. Also, it has flaperons, which allow you to fly slowly. It has the standard 24 mile per hour stall speed of ultralights. Everything about ultralight spec. It also has spoilers, so it makes it easy to land. Clean, it would be too hard to land.
Okay, and there's also an option for a two-hour runtime?
Right, for additional money, the battery packs that fit in the wing stubs can hold enough batteries, 90 pounds of batteries. It's 6.7 kilowatt hours of batteries. That will allow it to run for over 2 hours, 2 hours of run time, including a takeoff, flying around, and a landing cycle.
Okay, and this is available for sale now, and what's the price point on it?
It's available for sale. It's $59,000, fully built, ready to fly, and it's that all-composite carbon construction. It's 90 days from order to delivery. Factory's ready to go. It's been tested with gasoline engines, and it meets the Czech Republic certification for ultralight.
Okay, and is it also available with a gasoline engine, if somebody was interested in that?
Oh, yes, it is. The company that's building it for us under contract, they're allowed to sell it as a gas-powered version. The contract is that I can sell the electric version worldwide exclusively. But I'm going to be the United States or possibly North American distributor for the gas-powered version as well. Because a lot of people will see the electric one, really like it, but they may just want a gas-powered one. And it's much less expensive than the gas-powered.
Okay, and if people are interested and want to learn more, how would they find out more about it?
We'll be putting it on the website probably next week. We're going to be doing some air-to-air photography, so we can some more measurements of the performance with the electric system, so that we can put all that on the website, electroflyer.com, or you can go to Google and put in electric aircraft or electric airplane, and we come in at the top of the list.
Okay, thanks a lot, Randall.
Thanks, Mary. You know, always a pleasure.
Brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1.